This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
You don't get this stupid not taking lessons, I'll tell you what. Joe Pacino, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Thank you for being with me today. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. We're getting ready, right? I mean, seriously, kind of a great show. I got a lot coming up, a lot of it. A guest that I haven't had on for a while, for a long time. Mark Anthony will join me in a little bit right after the first break. And we're going to talk, I mean, we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. But there's a new No Safe Space movie out. And I am sure that when some of the snowflakes on the left hear that the movie is out, hear that the movie is about them, they will need a safe space, as you can only imagine. Today, there's so much going down with, you know, Comey and Brennan, and this is going to be great. This is just going to be, you know, delicious, if you would. Right? When you look at this, when you look at what actually is going on with Brennan and Comey, and now that this investigation now has gone criminal. But you know what, with Schiff and those guys, they're already on it. This is a sham. This is a injustice. What's he afraid of? Or what are they afraid of, I should say? No, come on, think about it. If you, and they're all on it, MSNBC, CNN, all of them. You know, Chuck Todd is dismissing Durham's criminal probe. He says, you know what, it's all based on conspiracy theories. Now, think about that. I mean, one of the most respected guys in the business, not Todd, please, not even close, right? But Chuck Todd is calling one of the most respected guys in the business, Durham. Says he's been influenced by Trump. Right? He's doing this to appease Trump. What are these guys afraid of? If there's nothing there, there's nothing there, right? You know, he's an anchor, some of you know, he's on MSNBC. He's an anchor there. He opened his show by dismissing the latest developments in the U.S. Attorney John Durham's criminal probe and the origins of the Russian investigation. He says it's all based largely on President Trump's personal grievances and conspiracy theories. You know the great part about this? Is the whole Russian conspiracy is based on a false, fake dossier that Hillary Clinton's team, tribe, whatever you want to call them, paid for. That you will never hear out of their mouth, even though it's fact. It's actual fact. And they won't say anything about it. It's just amazing. The Meet the Press moderator suggested that Durham's probe doesn't actually involve criminal activity. He went on to say that we do not know when the criminal inquiry began. We don't know what the actual crime is being investigated. Boy, we were saying the same thing and have been for quite some time. About the multitude of investigations going down that keep coming up empty. See, they are opening up investigations to work towards a crime. They do not have a crime that they're trying to prove was committed. Nowhere. Think about how this has changed over the years. We've gone from Russian collusion now to the president bullying the Ukrainian president. One had nothing to do with the other 3 years ago. Come on, there's got to be something here. About the zero office tax form. Come on. I mean, they're rabid with this. They're so caught up in this. They're rabid about it. And then... and then... Rachel Maddow, man, I don't know if you guys heard her today. She was a real interesting character. I'll put it that way. I'll leave it that way. How's that? He went on to say what we are now looking at, perhaps, by the president's design, is a fog of political warfare involving him, his lawyer, his attorney general, the Justice Department, the Congress. You notice how it is with the left? It's always everybody that the Republicans are working for, working at, talking about. It's all lies. It's all wrong. It's all bad. And everything that they do is guided by the hand of God. And if you don't believe in God, it's guided by the hand of Mother Nature. And it's righteous, and it's right, and it's true, and you need to believe them. This is like the Me Too movement for Democrats, right? I mean, remember the whole thing was you have to believe the women no matter what? Well, the Democrats are now there, too. You have to believe the Democrats no matter what. This is just amazing. And Trump is doing all this, apparently, according to them, to stir up dust and take away from the investigation. You know, here's the deal. He's doing you a favor. Your investigation into him, the impeachment, so-called impeachment investigation, is such a sham, such a joke. Right? I mean, you look like a bunch of clowns running around, running into the walls, trying to figure out, you know, it's like one of those clown skits. Papers flying everywhere, people not knowing where they're going, people not listening to each other. And the reason why you move it so much, I still don't specifically know. We went from Russian collusion, now we're down to, you know, the president holding up money until they investigate Biden, which is not what happened, but that's okay. I love it. So they have nothing. They have nothing definite they're looking for. They have nothing definite they're working on. So here's my attitude is what the Dems' attitude is. What is the president afraid of? That's what they say. If there's nothing there, there'll be nothing there. We'll do the investigation to see what we come up with. Well, if there's nothing there, Todd, then there's nothing there. And there's nothing to worry about. And the president will be seen as a fool and trying to make this something out of nothing. Right? Todd, what are you afraid of? Joe Messina, your host. Mark Anthony joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with me, dude. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the, you know, the conversation. Look, I always tell you, be part of a conversation. Get engaged, get involved, get a clue. Right? You can't have it by sitting in your little echo chamber. Just, I like that you listen to guys like me, but you need to find out how the other side thinks. You need to listen and find out how they think. It's really that simple. Listen, we want to welcome to the family AM 860. The Answer, and, you know, out of Florida. We got a couple of Florida stations. I mean, we may end up having to move there, right? WLSS 930 AM, The Answer, out of Sarasota. I very much appreciate that, you know, the time you guys are with us. Big deal. Thank you, thank you. All right, let me bring him on because I know he's chomping at the bit. I'm sure he's got a whole bunch he needs to get out of his system. Mark Anthony joins me as he does from time to time. Well, now, you know, he's on the East Coast. So it's like he's so hard to get a hold of. He's partying all the time. He's having fun with those in the D.C. swamp. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, it's great to be back. How you doing, Joe? It's
good, good, good. Hey, you know, I mean, I joke, but it's so true. I mean, the buzz around D.C. right now with everything that's happening. I mean, can you sense it? Can you feel it in the air? I just got to ask.
Oh, absolutely, you can. You know, you're walking down the street, and you're, and the best thing is to overhear conversations from the other side about how we got them now. How many times have they said that? Right. Oh. How many times have they thought, now we got him? We got him. And so it's been really entertaining overhearing what the other side believes is happening, what's about to happen to the Republican Party. You know, somebody said on Facebook to me, they can't wait to see Vice President Pence. And I looked at them. I wrote back and I said, it would be worse under Pence. You don't understand. He's more conservative. He's a, you know what I mean? So
yep.
They are, you know, I love watching them celebrate before their defeat. They always do. And what I will tell you is the best way to get kind of a pulse of things is to be at the Trump Hotel where all the loyal people are. And I'll tell you what, nobody's worried there. And most importantly, to hear how Nadler and Schiff are calling the DOJ's criminal investigation that's now turned criminal, that is politically motivated, Joe, that's how investigations used to go. You went and investigated because you saw something instead of, you know, find the man and I'll show you the crime, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, right, you know, which is what's going down in the basement of Capitol Hill right now. And, you know, I'm so surprised by some of the people I thought were intelligent. I gave them too much credit on the other side that are telling me that the way this impeachment sham is going on is the way it was done with Nixon and Clinton. And that's not true.
No.
You know, it was out in the open, the entire impeachment trial for Clinton and Nixon. The entire world, the entire country got to see it. But somehow, this new breed of liberals believes that they can write the rules as they go along. And that's what's really telling. Because I really think that, you know, this is going to be a defining moment for our country in a lot of ways. Because, you know, when we look at all of this just activity that won't stop, it's all manufactured. Again, it's a nothing burger. Nothing is there, except for one diplomat that was a never-Trumper that testified a couple of days ago, and they thought, that's it, that's the smoking gun. You know, there is nobody here in D.C., even people from the other side that I still talk to, that believe that anything is going to come out of this at all.
Now, you know what? In listening to what's happening, okay, and what they're looking for, this is truly, if they're honest, well, I shouldn't even ask the question because they're not going to be able to be honest with themselves. They are investigating to find a crime, right?
Right.
I mean, don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's think about this. And, you know, I've had, you know, fortunately, I'll say, as I grew up, I knew a lot of lawyers. One of them was a prosecutor in the Northern California area, and he and I still stay in touch. And so Jim has said over and over again, I cannot believe that I'm watching this travesty happen. First of all, Adam Schiff is not a prosecutor. He's not an independent counsel. He's a member of Congress.
Yep.
And his record so far shows us that he doesn't know how to be honest. He's making things up. He's altering transcripts to fit his agenda. And
yep.
that's like the old style Soviet Union. And I really, you know, in the beginning I was worried that everybody was going to pile on. But, you know, I'm not worried anymore because – You and I have talked about this offline. We were talking earlier today. You know, the way things have been going, here's what I'll remind the audience of. I'll never forget, you know, 3 years ago, we were in the middle of a battle of the century, right? It was between Hillary and Donald Trump, and the poll said he would never win. Well, he did. And he's going to win again, by the way. I'll say this right now. I know you agree with this. What we have to worry about is retaking the House so that Nancy Pelosi never holds that gavel again. But I think that when we look at it, I just want to say this. I know you agree with this. This entire thing is going to backfire on that.
Big time.
And Rush Limbaugh said this right before Obama was coming out of office. He said, because of Barack Obama, we may have the White House for 24 years. And you know what? He may be right. Because look at who they produce. I mean, look who's on the other side. There's nobody there that could even tell the truth if their life depended on it. None of them tell the truth.
No, they've lost their minds. I mean, they are willing to do anything, say anything, create any lie to see what they can do to take this guy down. You know, their biggest fear is that he might get elected again. That's their biggest fear.
Right. Isn't that what one of them said? If we don't impeach him, he's going to get reelected. I mean, think about that.
I think that's hilarious. I'm sorry.
It really is. It really is when you think about that. You know, look at how we acted reacted when Obama was in office, right?
Yeah.
We certainly didn't like him or respect him. All right, we're going to commercial.
Yeah. It's funny how you knew that. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. This is
The
Real Side.
Zone.
Mark Anthony will be back with us right after the break. Don't go far. We're talking about the hot topics of the day. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge ordered the Justice Department to give the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, handing a victory to Democrats who want it for the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th, a Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. General Motors workers voted 57% in favor of a new contract with the company, bringing an immediate end to a contentious 40-day strike that paralyzed GM's U.S. factories. The union will now turn its attention to bargaining with crosstown rival Ford Motor Company. Welcome to your weekend, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please, please, be part of the conversation. Be involved, be engaged. Let me just bring it back in. We're having a lot of fun talking about today's issues. Mark Anthony joins me, and he's been a guest of the show. He's a friend of the show. I believe he's a friend. You are a friend of the show because I hang up on you now if you're not, right?
We're That's good? Right. I am a friend of the show. Oh, yes. I am. So a friend of yours as well. We're both Italian. We understand each other.
What is it with Italian people? It's almost like they believe that they have a connection just because they're Italian. Right? You ever get that from people? It's like you're a paisano. I don't even know you. I just met you on the subway. What are you talking about?
That's right. But then all of a sudden you become best friends, right?
Well, you find out.
Best friends because we.
Yeah.
You got something. You got Italian, you got grandma's Sunday dinners in common, and then you find out more.
Right. Now, agreed. Know? All right, so listen. Chuck Todd. You know, we all love Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd. Yes, I got it, right?
Yeah.
He is out there. He opened his show today with Durham's criminal probe into the DOJ. It's just based on Trump's conspiracy theories. So now he's taking a well-respected guy, right? Durham and Barr and others. Isn't it interesting how quickly they're willing to flush these guys because it doesn't fit their narrative, right?
Right. Absolutely. But they'll talk all day long about Adam Schiff and his kangaroo court in the basement, right? Oh, and all the revelations that are coming out of there. I really think that it's gone far beyond what journalism used to be. They are only mouthpieces for Adam Schiff and the DNC and for Hillary. You know, they're encouraging that woman to run again. And Joe, I consider that a birthday present, a Christmas present, if she runs again. I would love for her to run again and get in the race. She has said things like that Donald Trump has anxiety and guilt on his conscience over 2016. I really don't believe the president has any guilt over 2016.
Yeah, but don't
it's
wait a
so funny that
what about the comments she made? She said, "And I'll beat him again." And I'm thinking, "Wow,
I'll beat him again."
Are your meds working or what, lady?
You know, she, you know, look, Hillary should have been on meds a long time ago. We should have put her in a padded cell a long time ago. Remember right after the election, she was wandering around in the woods, walking her dogs. It's too bad. It's really too bad that we didn't just let her wander off, because she really believes that she's going to save the Democrat Party. And she thinks she's the answer to it. And as a matter of fact, the honest truth is, if she runs, that's probably the best shot they have. Because, I mean, look, think about it, though. You know,
let me see. Satan's sister. Which one should I choose?
That's right. Or a spawn of Satan, right? I mean, whoever it is, they really are inherently evil. Every one of these candidates says that abortion is a right. It should be funded by taxpayers. And that's something that we should never get in the way of. And I really think, you know, I saw this meme the other day. You can't walk into church on Sunday and say, I love Jesus, and on Monday support abortion.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just can't.
You can't.
You just
You're
really
exactly
can't.
Right.
Yeah.
My favorite line on Christians that believe in that kind of thing. Look, Jesus said, bring the little children to me. You can't bring the little children to him if you keep killing them.
That's right. I mean, what was the last number? It's millions of babies that have been murdered since Roe v. Wade.
Yep.
And, you know, one thing that I'm grateful for is I got to be part of Unplanned. I know that it changed the tide earlier this year. It did. It changed the way people look at abortion. And I just like to get a plug in. As you know, the movie I'm involved in, No Safe Spaces, is premiering tonight in Phoenix. It is sold out, Joe.
Wow.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, completely sold out. And I want to encourage everybody, self-promotion here. I want to encourage everybody to make sure they go see that movie. And here's what I want to say about that. That movie is as powerful as Unplanned, except for politics. It is powerful. You don't understand what they've been doing over a long period of time. And this movie is hindsight 2020. You get to look back at everything they've done. And then all of a sudden, you start and you watch the movie. Even me, because you and I are very informed, this is what we do. But you start in the beginning, even though you're informed, thinking this can't be happening in our country. And then you see three more stories in the movie, and then you get mad. Because what's been happening over and over again is that the people that are telling the truth are being shot down, threatened, intimidated.
Yep.
And that, look, Antifa is supported by the Democrats. They love Antifa. They think that Antifa is a wonderful arm for them.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's just everything about them and who they are.
Well,
and nothing. And it, what? Go ahead.
No. You can finish your thought.
All I'm saying is that when you look around, when's the last? Did you ever hear about somebody wearing a Hope and Change hat getting assaulted? No. But over and over again. Yeah. We're hearing about people getting assaulted.
It's okay.
Threatened.
It's okay because they're nasty, hateful people. Don't you know that? Anybody that has a red hat on with white print are nasty, hateful people because nobody else would follow the president but nasty, hateful people. Don't you know that? Aren't you aware?
No, you're right. I didn't know that, but I realize now how hateful I am because I've been to enough rallies. So have you. I have never seen violence there.
Nope.
I have never seen anybody being threatened. And here's another thing, and it does say something. Whenever they have a rally, there's trash everywhere.
Oh, please.
When we have a rally, we pick up after ourselves because we're nice people.
You know what?
They have no respect for anybody. Not even themselves,
listen,
really.
Years ago, Rage Against the Media was a group in town in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know who they are, right? So they would hold rallies on a fairly regular basis, and they were anti-Obama rallies. I don't remember anybody looking to beat up anyone on the left. Anyone on our side, we weren't looking to beat up anybody on the left. We were looking to have open dialogue. We were looking to have conversation, right? And we didn't show up. I don't, you know, you went to some of those. Did you see anybody with masks on, you know, bandanas on their face?
Never.
Or no, right. We weren't afraid of what we believed. We weren't afraid to speak to people. We weren't afraid to try to be inviting and allow them in. They don't do that. They want to fight. They want to slap you upside the head. Look at that guy that his girlfriend, one of the little Antifa girly boys. I would love them to do that to me. I would love for them to try to hit me or try to come after me. Come on. They're cowards, though. They're nothing but little girl cowards. Anyway.
They are. And, you know, I mean, we all joke about it, but let's face it. We're lucky, you know, they're lucky they got let out of their parents' basement to go protest, you know? I mean, this is ridiculous. We've got, you know, we've got two generations of people that don't understand how lucky we are to be in this country. There is no country like this in the world. In the world. We are one of a kind. There's nobody like us in the world.
But they don't have people at home telling the stories that we used to hear. You know, you kind of talk about our Italian heritage. You know, I heard when my grandparents came here to this country, you know, about what it was like in Italy, you know, with the fascistas, right? Real fascists. Not what they think fascism is here, but real fascists, okay? It's just amazing to me. And if they had more of those people around, if they had more people in their homes, in their communities that these young kids could hear speak, they would understand truly what real oppression is, wouldn't they?
No, they really would. You're right. I mean, even now we hear about relatives that are still alive that will look at their kids and say, wait a minute, we fled this, and you're about to nominate a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren.
Yep.
It's sad. Yeah.
All right. You hear that sound. We've got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Really, seriously, I am your host. And don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. More with Mark Anthony after this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them?
Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
People did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know about you. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. She's always, she was choking on something, or is it just me? I don't know. It sounded like she, something was trying to slide down her throat. She was trying to kick it up while she was talking. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's just bring him on. You already heard him in the background anyhow. Mark Anthony joins us, as he does from time to time. Always love when he's on the show. And, hey, the movie...
No Safe Spaces. Screw up the title.
Listen. I want you to tell you. Here's a funny, quick story for you. It took me 3 weeks when I was promoting my book to get the title right. Okay, my book. 3 weeks before I finally got the title right. Anyhow, didn't stop it from selling, but what the hey? We probably sold a whole bunch of books with a different name too.
Yeah, probably did.
People getting the books from Amazon going, that's not him.
That's not him. But you helped somebody else, though.
Eight sold-out theaters tonight, or shows
it's
tonight.
It's amazing. We have reason to celebrate tonight. That's just, you don't see that. We did this on purpose. It's a limited release in the Phoenix market. Because we wanted to get a good pulse before, you know how you see when the movies are promoted, you get the reaction of people coming out. That's part of the reason we did it this way. We're going to have a lot of good reactions if it's anything like the 30 screenings we've done across the country. And so we're really excited because to have every theater sold out between now and Sunday is a big deal, Joe. That's huge.
Oh, yeah, no question.
So we are, this is our, you could, you know, like in a restaurant, it's our soft opening in a way. But November 22nd, I believe, we're going to be nationwide. We're going to roll out everywhere. And we're just ecstatic because, you know, I think that when you look at the context of this movie, there's nobody that can argue with the fact that free speech is being infringed on by everyone. And it only takes somebody not agreeing with you, and then they're either going to threaten you, they're going to threaten you with verbal violence or real violence, take away your job. There's a scene, by the way, in the movie, some people may remember this. It was a couple at a university in Oregon, and they decided not to take part in this festival that basically was really racist against white people. And so the two professors said, we're not doing it. So the professor, the husband, comes out to talk to the crowd, and this woman walks up to him, and she says, I want your job. And that says everything, because that's how they are. If they don't agree with us, they want to take everything away from us because they don't agree with us. And, you know, if that's the nation that they want us to become, they're in the wrong nation. Because everything that makes us great is the fact that you and I can say whatever we want about Donald Trump, about Adam Schiff, or anybody else, and there should be no retribution. Our freedom of speech is the reason why it's the First Amendment. Is because that can never be infringed on. Because if that's infringed on, that's why the Second Amendment's there, right? So we can never allow this to happen, ever. What's going on, what's been going on for the last, let's say, 7 to 10 years, certainly during Barry's administration, is any voice of dissent should be squashed. And that's not the way it's supposed to be, ever. And so it takes us through other stories. Some people may remember the girl that was a senator at UC Berkeley who decided to vote against a measure that was pro-abortion. The next day, they're calling for her resignation. She has death threats. They're going after this young lady like she's just got a scarlet letter on her, all because she stood up for her Christian beliefs. And so, overall, what this movie's about, it should be an eye-opener to everybody. This isn't about whether or not you're a conservative or a Democrat or a libertarian, whatever you want to call yourself. If we allow this to continue, the nation, Joe, that you, your grandparents, my grandparents came to and fled to for freedom, it's going to be gone. And that's the bottom line.
You know what? I'm concerned. I'm not desperate about it, but I am concerned that the young people, some of the young people I've been dealing with, they don't like the fight. Now, nobody likes the fight, right? I mean, nobody wants to fight these things. People like you and I really want to talk it out. We want to work it through. We want to make sure,
right,
you know, that you understand and I understand what you're upset about so we can work it through together. But it's become in this country, that's not the way. The way is to fight, to call you a name, to fight, to make fun of you. That's how it's done now.
I know.
Disgusting.
That's totally anti-American. That is not American. That is not who we are. And, you know, I remember a long time ago, you and I talked about this earlier today. I remember the first time I interviewed David Barton from Wall Builders, and I said, what would our founders say if they could see us right now? He said, they would say, what have you done? Because these men that had not a prayer in the world of winning, they won our freedom through prayer and conviction. And
they would turn around right now and say, what have you guys allowed to happen? We're the ones in charge. We've forgotten that. We're the ones that put them there. And we don't hold the people in the House and the Senate accountable. When they promised to represent us, and here's a great example of real time right now. You know, Matt Gaetz from Florida, who stormed that building because they did the calculation. And millions of Americans are being excluded because their representatives are not privy to what's going on. And that's not right. It's not supposed to be that way at all.
Right.
And I really, that's why this movie's important. This movie's important because I really think that it could wake up a lot of people that were on the fence and don't know what to do, don't know how to, you know, how they should get involved. Here's how you get involved. Next year, we have a very clear choice to make. And if it's not clear to everybody, all you got to do is watch one of those Democrat debates and it'll become very clear to you. Because if any of them get into the Oval Office, this country is done. They will destroy what's left of it. Donald Trump is trying to rebuild what was torn down from 8 years prior. The rule of law, our Constitution. Have you ever heard of an attorney general being held in contempt of Congress? No, not until Barack Obama.
Well, you know what's funny is they went off on Bill Barr, right? They talked about you know, everything he did, and he wouldn't. And what happened when you think about it, right? Well, not Barack Obama. What's his name? Eric Holder.
Eric Holder
was held more in contempt of court. He ignored them. He giggled at them more than anybody else I know. Right, and nobody did anything about it. Of course they didn't, because they had a Democrat-led Congress, and then they wouldn't have done anything to him, period. Right?
Right.
It's just amazing to me. It's irritating as heck, because like I said to you, it has absolutely nothing to do anymore with being American. It has everything in the world to do with being a Democrat or Republican.
That's right. So if you have an R against next to your name, you are a target.
Yep.
And you should beware. I mean, honestly, you know, there are some people that are wondering whether or not they should run for office because they fear for the safety of their family. When did that ever happen before? What is wrong with people out there? We've got a real problem with the definition of what's normal and what should be happening and what's happening now. Because if anybody thinks that a candidate, when they're considering to run, has to put into their stream of logic whether or not their family is going to be safe. We have a problem. This isn't okay that people are harassed and threatened because they believe something different than NBC and CBS and ABC and CNN and MSNBC, which, by the way, Fox has better ratings than all of them combined. So there's something very wrong with the fact that they're worried for their safety about running for office. You know, that's a barometer that we can all point to and say, wait a minute. You know, when somebody ran, they were worried about, can I make it financially or is this a good decision? Not whether or not my kids are going to get harassed in school, not whether or not my wife needs a detail to go to the grocery store, right?
Right.
That's wrong.
No. Listen, I know you could, you're like a preacher. You could go on for days here, but you only get about 10 seconds, all right?
Amen.
What's up?
All right,
where do people find you?
If anybody, you can find me at patreonpreachershow.com, but listen, forget that. Everybody listening to me, go see No Safe Spaces. Make sure you do it.
All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Really, heat up your coffee. We'll be back in a bit.